This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Lucius. We are now just 2 weeks till the NFL draft. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champ Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Before I get started, too, Eric and I did a Love of the Star podcast for you this morning.
We sure did.
So,
yeah, baby.
After our show today, if you feel so inclined to get on the treadmill or go out for your walk, put it on in your ears. Check it out. I thought we did a pretty good job today.
You were on fire, dude. I mean, tried. you are so locked in right now. We're 2 weeks out from the draft, and you are just getting buckets at a rapid rate.
I'm trying.
You're like Caitlin Clark versus the scrub volunteer dudes at Iowa. You're going 22 points in 2 minutes.
Some of those shots she knocked down were like good 30 feet
pulling
away
from
the goal.
Half court, draining off balance, off dribble.
Crazy,
like, what is happening?
I was like, going, how about get a hand in her face? I guess not. I mean, she was knocking them down. And tomorrow, guys, we're going to do the wing challenge. Should we talk about that with the wings, with the honey barbecue, with the blue cheese?
Blue cheese.
Is that what we were talking about tomorrow?
That's right.
Wow.
Tis the season for Pluckers
wings.
Why not?
We'll do a bunch of different sauces and stuff, but I wanted to make sure that we wanted to see if the honey barbecue worked well with the blue cheese.
Right? Now, are you making these wings?
No. Here? I'm going to go buy these things. Okay. I'm going to go buy 100 of them or so, I guess. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We can eat a lot of wings, can't we? Dawson, we can eat these wings, right?
Oh, absolutely. You mean you're looking at the guy that can eat it. His name is Eric, right?
Oh,
there.
No. Hey,
Eric, guilty as charged.
Yeah, exactly.
37's my record, bone in.
We need 150.
Yeah. But yeah. How many did you eat that one time in 2 minutes? Was it 16?
Oh, it was... That's a good question. I think it was 15.
15?
15, yeah.
15 wings.
And
we figured
but
out.
Remember, he got the rhythm late.
Yeah, but we figured out they need to be warm.
They have to be fresh, but they slide off the bone.
Yeah,
because the second time I tried, it was like
cold.
An hour after I had ordered
the cold,
it. And the cold, it sticks.
Cold
those wings stick to the bone.
Stick. So, yeah. We're
not conducive for speed.
Yeah, I'm gonna order up a bunch of wings for us tomorrow and bring them in, and we'll do our taste test. But for Friday lunch. So excited about that.
Thank you.
And again, excited about next Thursday of our draft 101. And like I have encouraged you for, even if you're a fan of the Cowboys, not a fan of the Cowboys, please show up if you're interested in the draft. We'd love to have you here. And thank you to our guys, Travis, and those guys at Whataburger for providing all the food for us. They do a tremendous job. All right. I ran across this, some of the draft content. And this comes... as I've been kind of looking at Pro Football Focus, they've really kind of locked into some draft specific stuff, and I thought this was pretty interesting. Can you guys tell me what scheme you would think, and because it wasn't part of it, what scheme would you say that Brian Schottenheimer lends himself to? Because and I ask you this question because I got an idea of Matt Eberflus. I got an idea of how Eberflus calls defense, but I don't know. And the way they kind of broke this thing down, they've got the Shanahan scheme, which is the notable play callers of Kyle, Kevin O'Connell, Mike McDaniel, Clint Kubiak. That's the Shanahan scheme. Successful outside zone run scheme. explosive plays created via play action, maximize yards after catch. That's Shanahan's scheme. Not our guy, right? That's not our guy.
No, I don't feel like that, Schottenheimer.
Okay, not Schottenheimer. All right, let's go down to the next one. Modern spread RPO scheme.
Yeah.
Notable play callers. Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni, Kellen Moore, Shane Steichen.
Yeah, I think there could be some of that.
Might have some of that.
Efficient inside zone run scheme.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was Clayton Adams at the Cardinals.
Okay, yeah. High RPO rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Creates mismatches versus man coverage.
Yeah. That's kind of what he was talking about that he wants to try and do.
Okay. We'll circle back on that one. I couldn't quite think about what, but let me give you the last one.
Well, play action. I think he's a big play action guy.
Yeah, let me give you the last one then. Multiple run read option scheme.
More of that.
This is Todd Monken. This is Cliff Kingsbury. This is Greg Roman pre-Chargers.
Okay.
Do you still feel that he falls in the multiple run read option scheme is quarterback-centric offense that allows for dual threat quarterback.
No.
Multiple run schemes that include pullers,
that
misdirections,
is,
yeah. and options.
Yeah, I think the multiple run scheme, I agree, but not anymore. With I don't think Dak's a guy that's going to be doing a whole lot of running right now.
No, but it's just the threat that he could steal 5 yards from you, and I think he's credible enough. We're not trying to run him a lot. We're just running that action to get the look, and if they ignore him, then he'll take the free halfway to a first down, you know, but avoiding contact at all costs.
Sure.
Okay, and the last little category in that one is varied passing game depending on type of passer.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you feel like that Schottenheimer's that one, the multiple run read option guy?
Yes.
Or do you feel like he's the modern spread RPO scheme guy?
I don't think it's the RPO stuff as much. I think there's elements to a lot of this stuff because I'm kind of looking at what the Cardinals were doing. It seems like Schottenheimer's broadening his own personal horizon. So whatever it was that Schottenheimer's done in the past isn't necessarily based on the coaching staff that he's brought in, what they're doing now, which I think is awesome because he's willing to evolve. So
okay. What
was Drew Petzing and the Cardinals doing? I was waiting for his name to pop up there, how they categorize him, because I think there's going to be some elements to very versatile in the way they attack you in the run game in terms of inside zone, man, outside zone, counter, pull, lead, power. All those are going to be in the mix there on the menu.
That'd be multiple runs.
Yes.
Right?
And then you have the McVay factor of the cut splits and the blockers that, wide receivers that really get involved in the run game from a blocking standpoint.
Yeah. Reduce
and multiple
formation.
Personnel grouping. Yeah. So I think there's elements to a lot of these guys based on what the Cardinals were doing, and that's where you got your OC Clayton Adams.
Okay, we'll circle back on that one tomorrow. But I want to, since on defense they've tagged Matt Eberflus. And Matt Eberflus falls under the zone.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Spoon-based.
Right.
4-2-5 scheme.
Bend, don't break.
Yeah. Sure. 4 down linemen, 2 linebackers, 5 defensive
funnel
backs.
Everything inside, keep it in front of us.
Yeah, these are the notable play callers that do this. Bob Sala has got this one. D'Amico Ryans, Matt Eberflus, and Shane Bowen are the zone-based 4-2-5 guys. Okay? What are the goals for the 4-2-5? Apply pressure with four-man rush, low blitz rate.
That's right.
Okay? High zone coverage rates, generally cover three or cover four.
Yeah.
Penetrate interior gaps in run defense. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what they kind of say.
That's why Osa had to come back.
Three tech, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's the 4-2-5 cats. Okay, here's the players in this draft that fit a 4-2-5 scheme, okay, according to Pro Football Focus. At edge, Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M. JT Tumalau, Ohio State.
Hell yeah.
Interior defensive tackle, Mason Graham, yep. Michigan.
Yep.
Interior defensive lineman, Jamari Caldwell, Oregon. Linebacker, Demetrius Knight,
yeah,
from South Carolina.
They met with him.
Linebacker, Jack Kaiser, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Outside cornerback, Barron, Jody Barron from Texas.
There you go. He's the best in the business.
Outside corner, Darian Porter from Iowa State.
The
slot corner, Jacob Parrish, yes, from Kansas State.
Let's go.
Safety, Andrew Makuba, yes, Texas.
Let's go.
Safety, RJ Mickens from Clemson.
Local. South Lake's own.
Yeah.
Let's go, RJ.
Okay, so it's the what they're talking about here is, as they make this presentation, is that they want to start with Mason Graham as a potentially dominant three technique at the NFL level, who is very highly graded by Pro Football Focus. There's some changes in this. They think of pass rush development with Stewart and Tua Malau. Yeah. I'm not sold on Stewart's pass rush.
Me either.
And Tua Malau, I don't think rushes the passer at all.
I wouldn't say at all. I think he's more of a power rusher than he's a speed rusher.
Right. But both these guys would be better. They play with more power, yes, than they do moves.
Agreed.
Right. So they don't free themselves,
right,
as much.
Sure.
Okay. On the second level, Jack Kaiser. What do you think of Jack Kaiser from Notre Dame?
I mean, super instinctive player. I mean, the dude, he's a really good open field tackler. Special teams-wise, he's going to be able to contribute right away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he ended up making plays that athletically, I'm like, how in the world did he get there?
Yeah.
You know, because he's not the fastest guy in the world, but I think he really understands leverage and angles. And he's a good pursuit player because of that. He wraps up well, brings ball carriers down. But, yeah, he does lack some, like, general athleticism. But I think that he's football fast. I don't think he didn't test great.
No.
But he's faster on tape than what he tested.
They really like Knight for his elite coverage, is what they say. So they like Kaiser for the run defense, and they like Knight for the way that he covers.
Yeah, he's good in zone coverage.
Very
for
good,
sure.
Very good.
I don't love him in man, but he's great in zone.
Okay, the zone coverage ability, the theme of the secondary, we have that in spades here with Barron and Porter ranked first and second among the cornerbacks when it comes to cover grade in 2024.
I'm pretty out on Porter.
Okay.
On Porter.
If we combine coverage of across the snaps in cover three and cover four, Andrew Makuba and RJ Mickens both rank in the top three, the power four safeties. Parrish rounds out the group as a solid zone player himself who can play in the slot. You love Parrish. I love Parrish. We,
yeah,
love Makuba, right?
Yep, love Makuba.
Do you think you have to take Makuba? We would have to take Makuba.
Second round.
I think so, too.
I think Parrish could get there in the third.
But there's people, if you look at the beast, Dane Brugler thinks that Makuba's, yeah, a fourth round player.
He does. So, I mean, there could be some. Maybe Makuba could make it to you at three.
Man, I don't know about that. I just don't know how you watch Makuba's tape and not see him.
His
how
well safety rankings were very interesting.
Very interesting there. So those are the players that Pro Football Focus has as best fits for a 4-2-5 scheme. We all do really, really like. I like Porter more than you, the Iowa corner. I like his length. We all love Barron. We love Graham. The edges I'm not really sold on with this group.
I like JTT a lot.
I mean, as far as pass rushers.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Okay.
So you're zeroing in more on scheme fit here as we approach 2 weeks to draft.
Yeah, how about that?
I love it.
How about that?
Do you think you can isolate it? Is it that important that in that group of players that fit that scheme, they have a significantly higher probability of being picked?
I would say it's an interesting way to do things. Yeah. I mean, like I say, if I could figure out what exactly that Schottenheimer wants to do offensively, and if it's the pin and pulls and the things like that, it's the movement, the line stuff.
I'll see what kind of players that he's
you
got.
Yeah, you could fit those guys. Absolutely, you could fit these guys. You could zero in on guys they would like just on potential scheme fits here.
I can't wait to watch this offense in Oxnard. That was a great primer for it. Yeah. Draft 2 weeks away. Our path to the draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon, 3:40. Nosebleeds reply to Bobby Belt is now 23 minutes away. It's coming up at 4:20. Let's talk baseball. Some Rangers are struggling, but is this Ranger back to his World Series form at the plate? That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.